while Lee Chin is putting on her mic. The last time I stood up here, it looked a lot different because there was 150 children and about 80 coworkers during DBS.
Mr. Bonin, 他说他上次他站在这个讲台的时候是很不一样，那时候有许多的孩子跟着主席奉命去到，有许多的孩子在这间房间。Let's pray. 那我们去祷告。Dear God,
亲爱的主, for the privilege of being in your house this morning.
感谢你赐给我们特权，今天早上我们能在你的家中。
Help us to be more like Jesus Christ.
帮助我们变像耶稣基督。
And Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner.
主，求你对我这个罪人施怜悯。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣的名祷告，Amen.
It's an honor to be able to share God's word with you this morning.
能够和你一起分享神的话语是我的荣幸。
But before we turn to the scripture, I want to thank you for praying for DBS.
在我们开始今天的正道之前，我要先向你们谢谢，在主题圣经学校你们为我们的祷告。DBS
is a ministry of the whole church.
主题圣经学校是我们整个教会的事工。I
truly sense that we were prayed for during our vacation Bible school 2 weeks ago.
真的，在两个礼拜前，我真的可以感觉到你们是在为我们祷告。And
we needed your prayer.
我们非常需要你们的祷告。
33 children came to faith in Jesus Christ alone.
33个孩子接受了耶稣基督。
Don't ever underestimate prayer.
你绝对不要小看你自己祷告的力量。
There is power in prayer.
在祷告里面有极大的权柄。
So thank you very much.
对，再次谢谢你们。
And continue to be a person who prays.
请你继续成为一个祷告的人。
I am certain the two main characters in our scripture this morning were people of prayer.
他们是祷告的人,
people who prayed earnestly. Both speaking and listening to God. Open your Bibles to 2 Kings 4, 1 through 7.
请你打开你的圣经，到王下第4章第1节到第7节。The
two main characters are the widow of Zarephath.
这两个角色，其中有一个是撒拉法的寡妇。And
the prophet Elisha.
还有一个就是先知以利沙。Of
course, the main character is God. He's the main character of the entire Bible.
当然，整个圣经的主角就是神。
Elisha and his ministry is a fascinating study.
先知以利沙他的整个服事是一个非常奇妙的故事。
He was a short, stocky, bald guy.
他是又矮又有点胖，并且是个秃头的先知。
Used mightily to advance God's kingdom.
可是却被神大大的使用来扩展他的国度。
Miracles characterize the ministry of Elisha.
奇迹是充满了先知以利沙的侍奉里面。He
was often referred to as the man of God.
他常常被称呼为神人。Miracles
by nature are sort of strange.
奇迹很自然的就是很奇妙的。The
biblical definition of miracle is
圣经里面定义奇迹为
to refer to the activity in nature in history of the living God.
是讲到说有关于永活神的一些活动以及他的历史。Six
words characterize God's miracles.
我们可以用6个字来形容奇迹。Distinctive. 奇特的。
Wonderful.
奇妙。
Mighty.
大能。
Powerful.
有权柄。
Meaningful.
有意义。
And significant.
很重要。
Elisha's healing of the bad and unproductive water
以利沙医治了耶利哥的不好的坏水
of the spring at Jericho
耶利哥的泉水
in chapter 2 of 2 Kings was the first of a series of 7
在王下第2章里面所记录的这个以利沙医治耶利哥水泉是以利沙所行的7个神迹中的第一个
the last being the floating axe head in 2 Kings chapter 6
最后一个奇迹是记录在王下第六章里面，那个斧头飘出来的那个神迹。
This is when Elisha threw a stick into the Jordan River.
这是当以利沙把一根木头丢到约旦河里去。
After one of the company of the prophets had lost his axe in the water.
当有一个先知的门徒，他的斧头掉到水里去。
And then the iron floated to the top.
斧子就浮到水面上。
Elisha's action to retrieve the sunken axe head.
以利沙这个他这个使这个斧头浮出水面的这个行动。
Is as mysterious as his healing of the bad water at the Jericho Spring.
和他医治耶利哥泉水的是一样的奇妙。
All these miraculous stories.
这些奇妙的故事。
Show him to be a man possessing extraordinary power.
显示出他是一个有特别能力的人。
Powers not possessed by the other members of the prophetic community.
他所具有的权力不是当时其他先知门徒所有的。
Such powers were his because of his special status as a man of God.
他之所以有这种特别的权力，是因为他的特别的地位，他是神人。
The cumulative effect of these strange tales is to suggest that this phrase means.
这些连贯的效果，指出说这个是什么意思
？He was not simply a pious man who served God.
他不只是单单一个服侍神的虔诚人。
But a man whose relationship with God was unique at that time.
而是在当时他与神的关系是非常独一无二的。
Like Elijah earlier,
就像以前的以利亚
he was in a very special sense God's man for this point in Israel's history.
就如同在当时以色列的历史里面，他也是一个非常特别的特别的先知。
Using the word unusual in front of miracles seems redundant.
把这个特别这个形容词放在奇迹的前面。
Here is Webster's definition of miracle.
韦氏字典给以下的定义是这样。
An event or action that apparently contradicts known scientific laws.
就是那些特别的事情及活动，他们是跟自然界的定律起冲突的。
Such as the miracles in the Bible.
就像在圣经里的奇迹一样。
But why did God use Elisha to perform so many unusual miracles?
为什么神会使用以利沙行这么多的奇迹？
Open your Bibles to 2 Kings 4.
请你翻到王下第四章。
Verse 1.
第二章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
The wife of a man from the company of the prophets cried out to Elisha.Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know he revered the Lord. But now his creditor is coming to take my boys as slaves.
对不起，我改正一下。刚才是《列王记下》第四章第一节，有一个先知门徒的妻哀求以利沙说：“你仆人我丈夫死了，他敬畏耶和华是你所知道的。现在有债主来，要娶我两个儿子做奴仆。”
Have you ever felt desperate?
你有没有感觉到绝望过
？This poor widow of Zarephath was desperate.
这个撒拉法的寡妇，她是在处在一个绝望当中。
At her wit's end.
她不知道该做什么。
Unfortunately, many of us when we are desperate.
很悲伤的是，很多的时候我们在处在一种绝望的环境中的时候。
Often compound our situation by making matters worse.
我们常常会使我们的环境更糟糕。
If we have trouble sleeping,
假如我们晚上睡不着觉
，Maybe we take sleeping pills and become addicted.
也许我们会吃些安眠药，以至于上瘾。
Or maybe you ask yourself, what did I do to deserve this?
也许你会问你自己说，我做了什么事会得到这种的下场
？Self-pity often leads to unreasonableness.
自怜常常会导致不合理
selfishness
自知
and being hard to get along with
很不容易与人相处
she was also dealing with financial stress
他同样的还有在财务上的压力。
More bills than income.
入不敷出。
She didn't have access to food stamps and EDC cards.
太太当时没有这个食物券或者是 EDC 卡，也是用来付，就是像食物券一种。
In fact, the custom of the day.
在当时的习惯里面。
Was to enslave her offspring until her debts were paid off.
是让她的孩子去做奴隶，一直等到所有的债务还清为止。
This custom is not unprecedented.
这种的习惯并不是没有先例。
Author Charles Dickens' father was put in debtor's prison in England in 1824.
英国的作家狄更斯，他的爸爸在1842年的时候被关到监狱里去，因为他欠了人家的债。
And Charles Dickens went to the factory as a young child to work in brutal conditions.
狄更斯很小的时候就去环境非常恶劣的工厂里面做事。
So in her despair, she cries out to the man of God.
所以这个寡妇当她在绝望的时候，她去向神呼求。
And I'm certain she also did a lot of praying, crying out to God.
我相信她已经有跟着有许多的祷告向神呼求。
We need to give her credit.
我们需要给她一点功劳。
She got in touch with somebody who knew how to get in touch with heaven.
她跟一个懂得和天上联络的人有些交通。
Don't ever be afraid to ask for help.
你不要害怕或不敢向问请别人帮忙你。
This is a lesson that took me years to learn.
我花了许多年的时间才学会这个功课。
Hopefully, God has put many people in your life who you know and trust and who can help you.
希望神在你的生命里面放了许多你所认识的而且是能够信任的人。
Especially when you are desperate.
特别是当你在处在绝望的环境中。
And even if you know how to pray for yourself,
其实你知道如何为自己祷告。
It is good to get in agreement with someone else who has a right relationship with God.
能够和一个有跟神有正确关系的人能够取得同意是一个好事。
That way you can touch on a thing together.
这样子的话你就可以跟他一起为这件事情来祷告。
And get a good result as you petition God.
当你们向神呼求的时候就会有比较好的结果。
There is another thing we learned from verse 1.
还有另外一件我们从第一节可以学到的功课。
Being a Christian is all about our personal relationship with God.
做一个基督徒最重要的事情就是与神建立有个人的关系。
Through our faith in Jesus Christ.
因着我们相信耶稣基督。
Not our spouse's faith.
不是我们配偶的信心。
Not our parents' faith.
也不是我们父母的信心。
Not our friends' faith.
也不是我们朋友的信心。
Not our pastor's faith.
更不是我们牧师的信心。
This woman's husband was a prophet, and he revered the Lord.
这个寡妇的丈夫是一个先知，他敬畏神。
But what good did that do for her after he died?
可是当她丈夫死了以后，对这个寡妇有什么帮助呢？
It is because of her personal relationship with God that provokes her to reach out to Elisha.
因为她自己与神的个人的关系，以至于她会去找以利沙。
So she calls on Elisha.
所以她去求告以利沙。
And asks him to help her get out of this seemingly impossible situation.
请求以利沙帮忙她找到一个似乎是不可能的解决这个不可能的难关。
She is looking for a miracle.
她在找寻一个奇迹。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Elisha replied to her, How can I help you? What do you have in your house? Your servant has nothing there at all, she said, except a little oil.
伊丽莎问她说，我可以为你做什么呢？你告诉我你家里有什么。她说，在你家中除了一瓶油之外，没有什么。
The first thing Elisha does is to ask her a rather strange question.
以利沙所做的第一件事就是问这个寡妇一个很奇怪的问题。
Although she has already explained that she is destitute,
虽然她已经告诉她她是非常的穷困。
He asks her what she has in her house.
但是伊丽莎仍然问他说：“你家里有什么？”
She responds by saying, "Well, nothing at all."
她回答说：“什么也没有。”
But then she remembers, "I actually have something."
然后她记起来了，说她还有点东西。
There is just a little bit of oil.
还有一瓶油。
This reminds me of the small boy with just 5 loaves and 2 fish.
这提醒我有关于那个有5饼2鱼的男孩子的故事。
Like the disciples,
就如同门徒一样。
So often we focus on what we don't have.
我们常常注意到我们所没有的。
Instead of what we do have.
而忽略到我们所有的。
As most of you know, I recently got back from China.
你们大很多人都知道我最近刚刚从中国回来。
God allowed me and several others the privilege to share at the funeral of a brother's father.
神给我这个恩典和另外几个人一起在一个弟兄的父亲的丧礼上面有分享。
It was a village funeral at the home of this brother's father.
是一个村庄式的丧礼，是在这个弟兄的父亲的家里。
A one-room dirt floor house.
那个他的家是只有一间房间，而且是地上是泥土地的房子。
Don't fall into Satan's trap.
你不要上了撒旦的当。
Focusing on the cell phone that you don't have.
只记得你所没有的手机。
Or the iPad that you don't have.
或者是你没有的 iPad.
Or the car or the house.
或是汽车或者房子你没有。
Be thankful for what you do have.
你为神感谢你所已经拥有的。
Count your blessings.
数算你的恩典。
And learn the secret of being content.
你学习到知足的秘诀。
Verse 3 is my favorite in this passage.
第三节是我的最喜爱的经文。
Elisha said, Go around and ask your neighbors for empty jars. Don't just ask for a few.
伊丽莎说你去向你众邻舍借空气你不要少借。
For those of you who speak English,
你中间会说英文的。
Repeat after me.
跟我一起说。
Don't just ask for a few.
Don't just ask for a few. 不要少借。
God is all powerful.
神是全能的。
All knowing.
全知。
And omnipresent.
全在。
God is so huge, he holds this universe in the palm of his hands.
神大到可以把整个 universe, 整个宇宙放在他的掌心之中。
He uses the earth as his footstool.
他用地球作为他的脚凳。
He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills.
千山的牛都是他的。
Yet sadly, so many of us,
但是很悲哀的，我们中间很多人
，even as Christians，
即使是基督徒
，completely underutilize the power and resources that we have available to us。
我们没有完全用到我们所有的资源跟能力。
In and through God the Father，
是经由天父上帝
，God the Son，
圣子
，and God the Holy Spirit，
圣灵。所赐给我们的。
I recently asked the children why they think we do just ask for a few.
我最近问儿童说，为什么我们只要借一点点？
Here are their answers.
这是他们给我的回答。
First, we are lazy.
第一点，我们很懒。
I'd have to agree, and especially when it comes to utilizing God's power and resources.
我得同意他们，因为特别是当我们用神的资源及能力的时候。
Second, they think we might be wasting resources.
第二点，也许我们会浪费资源。
But God has unlimited resources.
但是神有无尽的资源。
Third, we don't want to be greedy.
我们不想要让人家觉得我们很贪心。
This answer speaks to our maturity in Jesus Christ.
这个讲到我们在耶稣基督里面属灵的成熟度。
Fourth, it's too much for God.
这对神来说是太多了。
This answer speaks to our not knowing God as well as we should.
这个指出来我们对神认识的不够清楚。
Fifth, People have limited resources.
别人的资源也是不太多的。
This speaks to our focus being on ourselves and not on God.
这个指出我们的专心注意点是在我们自己身上，而不是在神的身上。
Six, we are scared.
第六点，我们很害怕。
I think this is true quite often with children and adults alike.
我想这个是不管是大人也好，小孩子也好，这是真的。
Seventh, we don't have faith.
第七点，我们没有信心。
This is an excellent and true answer.
这个回答的是非常的好。
Many times Jesus said, O you of little faith.
很多时候耶稣说，你们这些小信的人呀。
And lastly, we lack wisdom.
最后一点，我们缺少智慧。
Again, not knowing God as well as we should.
我们认识的神还不够清楚。
This sums up the moral of the kids' answers.
这是我们从这些孩子的回答中所得的教训。
We all need to know God better.
我们都需要更认识神。
For if we know God,
如果我们认识神的话，
we cannot help but respond by loving God.
我们一定会回应神的爱。
And then serving God.
然后服侍他。
With all our heart, soul, strength, and mind.
全心全意全力全全全全全力全意。
The closest example I can think of in my life when I didn't just ask for a few.
我能够所想到的最靠近的一个例子，当我没有向人家借一点。
Is this?
是这样的。
In 1979, I was working at a small supermarket meat market.
1979年，我在一个小的超市和肉铺做事。
I was training a new guy who had just started.
我刚刚在训练一个新手。
And I told him that I collected baseball cards.
我跟他说我正在收集棒球卡片。
He told me that his father had just given him his collection from the 1950s.
他告诉我说他的爸爸刚刚把那个他从1950年代开始收集的棒球卡给他。
And he asked me if I wanted to buy them from him.
他问我要不要向他买。
So I did for $300.
所以我花了300块钱向他买棒球卡。
$300 at that time was a lot of money for me.
300块钱在当时对我说是一笔很大的数字。
I became curious of their value, so I bought a price guide book.
我对这些棒球卡片的价值很好奇，所以我去买了一本书。
And I found out that the cards.Had some value.
然后我才知道这些棒球卡是蛮值钱的。
The next thing I did was go around to all my friends and ask them if they wanted their baseball cards.
然后下一步我就是去我的朋友那边去问他们说他们还要不要再继续收集棒球卡。
Most of them didn't care about them and they gave them to me.
他们很多人都不再收集，所以他们就把他的棒球卡给我。
I didn't just ask for a few.
我没有只要一点点。
When God eventually brought my wife Angie into my life,
最后当神把 Angie 带到我的生命里的时候，
I ended up selling baseball cards to pay for the wedding.
我最后把这个棒球卡通通卖掉来付我的婚礼。
Her engagement ring.
她的钻戒。
Tickets to Costa Rica.
然后飞机票去 Costa Rica 的飞机票。
Our honeymoon.
他们的蜜月。
Don't just ask for a few.
不要只向人家借一点点。
And who knows more about not just asking for a few than Elisha?
没有人在比以利沙更懂得不要只借一点点的这个道理。
Look at 2 Kings chapter 2 verses 9 and 10.
看王下第二章第七节跟第九节。
When they crossed, Elijah said to Elisha,Tell me, what can I do for you before I am taken from you? Let me inherit a double portion of your spirit, Elisha replied. You have asked for a difficult thing, Elijah said. Yet if you see me when I am taken from you, it will be yours, otherwise not.
在王下第二章第九到第十节，过去之后，以利亚对以利沙说，我未曾被接去离开你，你要我为你做什么，只管求我。伊利莎说愿感动你的灵加倍地感动我。伊利亚说你所求的难得， 虽然如此，我被接去离开你的时候，你若看见我，就必得着，不然必得不着了。
Elisha wasn't afraid to not just ask for a few, and neither should we.
以利沙没有害怕说不敢多要，我们也不要害怕。
God knows our hearts.
神是知道我们的心的。
And will bless us more than we can imagine.
他会祝福我们超过我们所想的。
When our focus is on His will for our lives.
当我们的注意力是放在他在我们身上的旨意的时候。
Verses 4 and 5.
第四节跟第五节。
Then go inside and shut the door behind you and your sons. Pour oil into all the jars, and as each is filled, put it to one side. She left him and afterward shut the door behind her and her sons. They brought the jars to her, and she kept pouring.
回到家里关上门，你和你儿子在里面，将油倒在所有的器皿里。倒满了的放在一边，于是妇人离开以利沙去了，关上门，自己和儿子在里面。儿子把器皿拿来，他就倒油，器皿都满了。
We serve a Lord who specializes in filling emptiness.
我们所服侍的神，他是一个特别能够把空虚填满的神。
With just that little bit of oil, she kept filling jar after jar.
只用了那一瓶油，她能够。一直把其他的器皿也通通倒满。
Just like Jesus multiplying that boy's 5 loaves and 2 fish.
就如同耶稣基督使那五饼二鱼成长，能够喂了许多的人。
God multiplied her a little bit of oil.
神使那个寡妇的那一点点油增长。
God cares about our physical needs.
神关心我们物质上的肉体的需要。
And provides more than we deserve.
他所供应给我们的是超乎我们所应该有的。
That's why Jesus taught us in the Lord's Prayer to ask for our daily bread.
所以耶稣基督教导我们主祷文，为我们每天的饮食祈求。
But more than meeting our physical needs, we also learn here that God meets our spiritual needs.
不是单单满足我们肉体上的需要。神也满足我们灵性上的需要。
I tried filling my life with the things of this world.
我曾试着用这世界上的事来充满我的生命。
Sex, drugs, rock and roll.
如同性、药物或者是摇滚乐。
I was beat up and left for dead.
我被打倒了，几乎在那边等死。
When I was completely empty.
当我是完全倒空的时候。
God filled me with His compassion and mercy and grace.
神用他的同情、怜悯与他的恩典来充满我。
And we need to empty ourselves daily of our pride and our sin.
我们也是每天需要将我们里面的骄傲及我们的罪倒空。
For when we do, God is ready to fill us.
当我们倒空了自己，神就已经准备好要来充满我们。
And God always gives His best.
神给我们最好的。
Remember at the wedding feast when Jesus turned the water into wine?
你记得在迦拿的婚宴，耶稣使水变成酒。
This was after the host had used up the best wine first and eventually ran out.
那个主人先放上好酒，可是最后好酒也用光了，耶稣就使水变成酒。
In the same way, the joy that the world has to offer is only temporary.
所以这世界所能给我们的喜乐也是暂时的。
It always runs out.
这总会用尽的。
And the result is there is always a void left over.
结局就是里面我们的内心里面有一个空虚。
Emptiness.
是一个空洞。
But the joy of the Lord is ever new and ever satisfying.
但是耶和华的喜乐永远是新的，永远能够使人满足。
Believe me when I tell you.
你相信我，当我告诉你这个。
The world offers its best at first.
这世界在刚开始似乎给我们最好的。
Until you get hooked.
一直等到你上钩了。
And then it is all downhill from there.
然后就是一落千丈。
But Jesus gives a miraculous joy that never ends.
但是基督所耶稣基督所给我们的喜乐是奇妙的喜乐，是永不止息的。
He gives us his best from the start.
他从一开始就给我们最好的。
And somehow miraculously makes the joy grow and get better.
很奇妙的是，这个喜乐越长，而且越来越成长，越来越好。
I recently heard a 91-year-old brother in the Lord proclaim these words.
我最近听到一个91岁的老弟兄说了这些话。
Truly, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before.
真的，每一天和基督和耶稣在一起是比昨天更甜美。
The longer I serve Him, the sweeter He grows.
我服侍他越久，他就越甜美。
My hope and prayer is that this is true of you and me.
我对你和我的盼望也是这样。
That every day with Christ is sweeter than yesterday.
每一天我们跟基督在一起的每一天是比昨天更甜美。
So Jesus took those pots that were used in those days for external washing.
所以基督耶稣拿了当时在为了洁净用的桶子。
And made them useful for something internal.
使它能成为有对内在有用的。
Something deeper and more satisfying.
使它成为更深、更能使人满足的东西。
He created something fulfilling.
他创造了让使人能够得到丰富的。
And he used emptiness to do it.
他用空虚来创造丰富。
Is your heart empty of pride and selfishness?
你的心里是否有骄傲及自私？
We serve a God who specializes in filling emptiness.
我们所服侍的神，他能够使空虚变成丰富。
Let's get back to our story.
那我们再回到我们的故事。
Verses 6 and 7.
第六节跟第七节。
When all the jars were full, she said to her son, Bring me another one. But he replied, There is not a jar left. Then the oil stopped flowing. She went and told the man of God, and he said, Go and sell the oil and pay your debts. You and your sons can live on what is left.
第六节，器皿都满了。他对儿子说，再给我拿器皿来。儿子说，再没有器皿了，油就止住了。夫人去告诉神人，神人说，你去卖油还债，所剩的你和你的儿子可以靠着度日。
How amazing!
有多奇妙啊！
Even though the second jar filled up, the first had as much oil as before.
即使当第二个器皿已经满了，第一个器皿仍然没有减少。
The next jar and the next were also filled.
再下一个器皿跟再下一个器皿都通通充满了。
The widow kept pouring.
那个寡妇继续的在倒油。
Can you imagine how happy she must have been?
你可不可以想象出来她到底有多快乐？
She and her sons must have praised God.
她跟她的儿子一定在那边赞美神。
This by far was the most exciting thing that had ever happened to them.
这是他们生命里面中所发生最兴奋的事情。
Then the widow sold the oil and happily paid off all her debt.
这寡妇把油卖了就去还债。
With money to spare.
还有钱剩下来。
Just like the 12 basketfuls that were left over after the 15,000 had eaten.
就好像当日耶稣喂了15,000人以后，还有12个篮子的面包留下来。
God strengthened this widow in her son's faith.
神兼顾了这个寡妇和他儿子的信心。
And filled their emptiness with his love and care.
用把他们的空虚用他自己的爱跟关心来填满。
Just as Jesus strengthened the disciples' faith with the 12 basketfuls that were left over.
就如同耶稣基督用那12个篮子剩余的面包来兼顾他的门徒的信心一样。
What about you?
你怎么样呢？
How does God care for your needs?
神怎么样来照顾你的需要？
Do you give God the credit for your job?
你有没有为你的工作来感谢神呢？
For your bank account?
你的银行的户头？
For your grades?
你的成绩？
For your house?
你的房子？
For your friends?
你的朋友？
God provides for the needs of His people.
神为他的子民供应他们的需要。
Our physical needs and our spiritual needs.
我们肉体上跟我们灵性上的需要。
He has never once failed.
他从来没有令我们失望过。
And He never will.
他也绝对不会。
If you are not experiencing God's presence in your life,
假如你到今天还没有经历到神的同在，
you need to empty yourself of the things of this world.
你需要把你里面属于这个世界上的东西倒空。
Your pride,
你的骄傲，
your sin,
你的罪，
your toys,
你的玩具，
iPods, DSs,
I don't even know what DS is.
That's for any young people.
Oh, okay. I'm lying down.
Love of money.
爱钱。
The internet.
网络。
Whatever idol you cling to.
不管你所抓住的是怎么样的偶像。
Jonah 2:8 says,
约拿书二章八节说道，
Those who cling to worthless idols forfeit the grace.That could be theirs.
信奉虚无之神的人离弃怜爱他们的主。
We serve a God who specializes in filling emptiness.
我们所服侍的神是他能够使空虚填满的神。
Just as God said over the emptiness in Genesis 1:3,
就如同神在创世纪一章三节所说的，
Let there be light, and there was light.
要有光，就有了光。
Trust God and have faith in God.
信靠神，对神要有信心。
And remember that faith in God demands obedience.
你要记得，当我们相信神的时候，是需要有顺服的行动。
We need to believe and be united by faith.
我们需要相信。
As individuals and as a church.
不管是个人也好，或者是整个教会也好，我们在信心里面连接。
Get rid of the worthless idol in your life.
把你生命中不值钱的那些虚无之像拿掉。
Empty yourself of your pride and sin.
把你自己的骄傲以及罪通通的倒空。
And don't just ask for a few.
不要只缺一点。
God can and will do amazing things.
神可以，他也会做奇妙的事情。
And use you to advance His kingdom.
用你来扩展他的国度。
We serve a God who specializes in filling emptiness.
我们所服侍的是一个能够使空虚填满的神。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
Thank you that you provide our daily bread.
谢谢你供应我们每天生的需要。
And that you meet our spiritual needs.
你有供应我们属灵的需要。
Help each one here today.
帮助在这里的每一个人。
To be more bold and courageous for you.
使我们放胆，也使我们勇敢，为了你放胆跟勇敢。
Help us not to just ask for a few.
帮助我们不要只借一点。
When it comes to your will for our lives.
特别是当你在我们生活里、生命里面的旨意。
May your will be done today.
愿你的旨意今天行出来。
In heaven and on earth.
在天上及地上。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.